Good morning, and welcome to News Briefing. I'm Arjav, and joining me today with all the top headlines is Arohi.
Good morning, Arjav. Great to be here.
Absolutely. Before we dive into today's news from NDTV News, NPR Topics, The New York Times, U.S. Top News and Analysis, and many other sources, let's take a quick look at history. On this day, May 7, in 1997, a significant moment unfolded in the world of technology and artificial intelligence when IBM's Deep Blue computer defeated chess grandmaster Garry Kasparov in a six-game match. It marked the first time a reigning world champion lost to a computer in a traditional match format, signaling a major leap in AI capabilities.
A fascinating historical note that truly set the stage for much of the AI innovation we see today.
Indeed. Now, let's turn our attention to some of the most pressing issues impacting Americans right now, starting with something many of us are feeling at the pump. We're talking about surging gas prices. What's the latest here?
That's right, Arjav. Americans are grappling with significant sticker shock as gas prices continue their upward trend. The cost per gallon has risen steadily, putting a strain on household budgets and impacting consumer spending. This surge is attributed to a confluence of factors, including global supply chain disruptions, geopolitical tensions, and increased demand as warmer weather approaches and travel picks up. Analysts are closely watching how these prices will affect the broader economy, particularly ahead of the busy summer travel season.
It's a challenge many are facing daily. And speaking of foundational shifts in how we receive news, our first story from the New York Times also touches on the legacy of a media pioneer alongside these economic pressures.
Absolutely. The New York Times explores not only the impact of high gas prices but also the enduring legacy of Ted Turner, who revolutionized media by unleashing 24-hour news with CNN. His innovative approach dramatically reshaped how information is consumed globally, moving from scheduled broadcasts to continuous coverage. This historical reflection comes as we also note conflicting messages emerging regarding the current state of the war, adding another layer of complexity to the global information landscape. These contrasting reports make it challenging to ascertain the true picture on the ground, highlighting the importance of comprehensive and consistent reporting.
A true game changer in media history. From global news to environmental concerns right here at home, we shift gears to a critical story from Death Valley involving a tiny but iconic fish. Can you tell us about the Devil's Hole pee-upfish?
This is a truly unique and concerning situation, Arjav. The Devil's Hole pee-upfish is an endangered species living in just one specific spot, a deep, water-filled cavern in Death Valley. Wildlife officials have diligently managed this iconic fish for decades. However, last spring, amidst significant turmoil within federal scientific agencies, specifically, during a period when the Trump administration was reportedly laying off many scientists, the wild population of this fish plummeted dramatically to a mere 20 individuals. Faced with such a dire crisis, officials were compelled to take an irrevocable step to prevent the species from vanishing entirely. The details of that step are still resonating within the conservation community, underscoring the delicate balance of ecosystems and the vital role of scientific oversight.
A stark reminder of the fragile balance in our ecosystems and the impact of policy on conservation efforts. Staying with U.S. political figures, we also have news regarding former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani.
That's correct. Rudy Giuliani is seeking to have his health care expenses covered by the 9/11 program. His spokesman stated that the former mayor, who is reportedly improving after a serious case of pneumonia, suffers from a respiratory condition. This condition, according to his representative, is linked to his exposure to toxins at Ground Zero following the September 11th attacks. The move brings renewed attention to the long-term health consequences faced by first responders and others exposed to the environmental hazards at the World Trade Center site, and the ongoing support structures in place for them.
A difficult and important issue. From health challenges, let's turn to breakthroughs and the crucial work being done to understand and combat Alzheimer's disease. What's the latest on this front?
There's an inspiring yet precarious situation involving families who are absolutely vital to Alzheimer's research. These families carry rare gene mutations that cause early-onset Alzheimer's, sometimes in middle age, providing scientists with a unique and invaluable window into the disease's progression. Their participation allows researchers to observe the disease from its very earliest stages and provides a rapid pathway to test potential treatments. However, this critical network, built over years of dedicated collaboration, is currently at risk. Maintaining and supporting these family networks is essential for accelerating the development of much-needed Alzheimer's treatments. Without their continued engagement, a significant avenue for research could be lost.
The work those families are doing is truly invaluable. Moving to international news, there's a story out of Iran regarding peace deal hopes.
Yes, there are signs of fresh momentum toward an Iran peace deal, which would be a significant development in the region. However, former President Trump himself has injected a note of caution into these prospects. While diplomatic efforts appear to be gaining traction, his public statements suggest that the path forward is not without its complexities and potential obstacles. Any potential agreement would likely come with significant caveats, given the long history of strained relations and the intricate web of regional dynamics. The international community is watching closely, hoping for de-escalation while remaining aware of the delicate nature of negotiations.
Caution certainly seems prudent in such delicate diplomatic waters. Now, for some breaking news that has garnered international attention, we have a report about a virus hit ship.
Indeed, Arjav, there's a concerning report about a virus hit ship where passengers were initially told it was not infectious, even after the first death was reported on board. This announcement, made on April 12, was captured on video by YouTuber Ruhi Senit, who was a passenger on the vessel. The video footage shows officials communicating a message of reassurance to passengers amidst growing health concerns. This situation has raised questions about communication protocols and the handling of health crises in confined environments like cruise ships, especially in the wake of previous global health emergencies. The discrepancy between the official statement and the subsequent events has become a point of public discussion.
That's certainly a troubling scenario. From international incidents, let's head to India for a series of reports. First, a shocking incident involving a midday meal.
This is a truly alarming incident, Arjav. In Bihar, India, hundreds of students were hospitalized after a snake was found in their midday meal. The incident occurred recently, prompting immediate action from school authorities. The school administration promptly alerted both the police and local hospitals, ensuring that all affected students received urgent medical attention. This event has sparked serious concerns about food safety and hygiene standards in school meal programs, leading to investigations and calls for stricter oversight to prevent such occurrences in the future.
A nightmare for any parent. On a different note from India, let's turn to sports. There's good news for women's cricket.
Absolutely, Arjav. India is set to host Zimbabwe for a maiden women's bilateral cricket series. This historic tour will comprise 3 2020 internationals and 3 one-day internationals, scheduled to take place in October. It marks a significant milestone for women's cricket, providing more international exposure and competitive opportunities for both teams. The series is expected to generate considerable excitement and further boost the profile of women's cricket in India and globally.
Excellent news for the sport. And staying with India, the Supreme Court has made a significant statement in a Sabarimala-linked case.
Yes, in a powerful affirmation of national values, the Supreme Court of India, specifically a 9-judge bench, is currently hearing submissions on the Sabarimala reference and stated, "Diversity is India's strength." This declaration came during discussions surrounding the complex issues involved in the Sabarimala temple entry case, which has seen debates over religious traditions, gender equality, and constitutional rights. The court's emphasis on diversity underscores the importance of upholding pluralism and inclusivity in the country's social and legal fabric. The ongoing hearings are closely watched as they could have far-reaching implications for religious practices and fundamental rights in India.
A profound statement from the nation's highest court. Now, shifting to election analysis in India, we have insights into the recent Assam results.
In Assam, the Congress Party achieved significant victories in many Muslim-dominated seats. Political observers are attributing this notable shift primarily to the collapse of the All India United Democratic Front, or AIUDF. The AIUDF, which had previously held considerable influence in these areas, saw its support erode, leading to a consolidation of the Muslim vote in favor of the Congress. This electoral trend indicates a potential realignment of political allegiances in the state and highlights the dynamic nature of regional politics in India, where voter preferences can shift dramatically based on local factors and party performances.
An important shift to watch in Indian politics. And for students across India, there's crucial information regarding the NEET UG 2026 exam.
For candidates who recently took the NEET UG 2026 exam and are unsatisfied with the provisional answer key, there's a clear process to address their concerns. The National Testing Agency, or NTA, will soon open the online portal for challenging the NEET UG 2026 answer key. This objection process allows candidates to formally submit their grievances or highlight any discrepancies they find in the published answers. It's an essential step in ensuring fairness and transparency in the highly competitive medical entrance examination, providing an opportunity for student input before the final results are declared.
Important details for many aspiring medical students. Now, let's move to political developments in Tamil Nadu, where there's been some uncertainty regarding government formation.
That's right, Arjav. The political landscape in Tamil Nadu is experiencing considerable turbulence. The Congress Party in the state has called for a statewide protest to voice its discontent over the continuing uncertainty surrounding government formation. This agitation comes amidst reports that the governor has asked TVK boss and actor Vijay to prove his majority before taking the oath of office, despite the TVK reportedly securing the 118-seat majority mark in the recent assembly elections. Sources suggest that Vijay's party may even consider moving the court if the situation remains unresolved. The delay and demands for a floor test are creating a tense political standoff, keeping the state on edge as parties vie for power.
A developing story with significant implications for the region. Let's switch gears to the global markets, where AI continues to be a major talking point. What are the latest predictions for the AI bull market?
Billionaire hedge fund manager Paul Tudor Jones has weighed in on the AI-driven market rally, suggesting that the AI bull market still has another year or two to run. He believes that despite the significant gains already seen, the market may only be in the middle innings of this technological surge. His comments highlight the continued investor confidence in artificial intelligence as a transformative force, driving growth across various sectors. This outlook suggests that there could be further upside potential for companies heavily invested in AI innovation, maintaining investor enthusiasm for the foreseeable future.
Good news for those invested in AI. And staying with market strategies, there's a particular win-win hedge trade gaining traction. Can you explain that?
This win-win hedge trade has become increasingly popular among traders for its relatively straightforward approach to managing risk. It involves two key components: selling downside protection in semiconductor names, where volatility is currently quite expensive, and simultaneously buying downside protection in the S&P 500, where it's considered relatively cheap. The strategy aims to capitalize on price discrepancies and implied volatility between these two market segments. By executing this trade, investors seek to generate income from the expensive semiconductor options while acquiring cost-effective insurance against broader market downturns through the S&P 500 options, creating a balanced risk-reward profile.
An interesting strategy for market players. Moving to individual company news, Peloton stock is on the rise.
Peloton stock has indeed seen a boost, with shares rising after the company reported a profitable quarter, largely driven by higher subscription prices. Peloton CEO Peter Stern stated that the company views the decision to raise prices on its subscriptions as a value-driven move. This strategy appears to be paying off, as the increased revenue from subscribers has contributed significantly to their bottom line. The strong performance signals that despite previous challenges, the connected fitness company is finding success in its efforts to monetize its loyal user base and improve its financial health.
A positive turn for Peloton. And for those keeping an eye on market movements, Jim Cramer has his top 10 things to watch.
Jim Cramer, the host of CNBC's Mad Money, has highlighted his top 10 things for investors to watch today. Among his observations, he noted that ARM shares experienced a drop despite strong demand for their CPU technology, which could present a buying opportunity or a point of caution for investors. Additionally, Cramer advised against writing off Kraft Heinz, suggesting that the consumer staples giant might have more resilience or growth potential than some might assume. His list provides a quick guide for traders to understand the key factors influencing market activity and potential investment decisions throughout the day.
Always insightful to hear his take. From individual stocks to broader market trends, Japan's Nikkei 225 has hit record highs.
That's a huge story out of Asia, Arjav. SoftBank shares surged over 18%, contributing significantly to a Japan tech-fueled rally that has lifted the benchmark Nikkei 225 to record highs. The Nikkei 225 itself surged over 5% as Japan reopened after its extended Golden Week holidays. This impressive performance is largely attributed to renewed investor optimism in the technology sector and a broader positive sentiment returning to Asian markets. The rally highlights the strength of Japan's tech companies and their increasing influence on the global financial stage, signaling robust economic activity in the region.
Remarkable gains there. And finally, let's talk about DoorDash, which also saw a significant pop.
DoorDash shares popped an impressive 12% following strong earnings reports and upbeat order growth guidance. The food delivery giant announced better-than-expected results, indicating robust demand for its services. The company is currently in the middle of a massive spending initiative as it works to build out a new tech platform, following a string of strategic acquisitions. This investment in infrastructure and technology is expected to further enhance its market position and operational efficiency, giving investors confidence in its future growth trajectory and its ability to expand its market share in the competitive delivery sector.
A busy day across markets globally. Arohi, thank you so much for breaking down all the top stories for us today.
My pleasure, Arjav. Always a packed news cycle.
Absolutely. And before we go, here's a surprising fact to leave you with. Did you know that the first computer mouse, invented by Douglas Engelbart in 1964, was made of wood? It was a simple wooden block with two metal wheels. From a wooden block to today's precision laser devices, that's quite the evolution in consumer technology. That's all for today's news briefing. Thank you for joining us. I'm Arjiv, and we'll be back tomorrow with more. Have a great rest of your day.